It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Connections, I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We've got a great program for you today. We are talking about those new tsunami inundation maps, and we're going to be talking today to Linda Engel. She's a community organizer with Dogami, or more specifically,
Tsunami Outreach Oregon.
Tsunami Outreach Oregon. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping me out there. Kay Wyatt, she's a seismologist, also highly involved with CERT. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
And Depot Bay CERT.
And Depot Bay.
But really reaching out across the county, both of these ladies, to educate us about how we can be better prepared and what we can look at in those maps. So in just a moment, we'll join them. I just did want to remind you that Lincoln County is in its budget cycle right now. And if you want information like looking at video of those budget committee meetings, if you'd like to look at the annual budget for 2013-14, that's online. Schedules of where the meetings are, agendas, additional supplemental information, all on Lincoln County's homepage. Please be aware of that. Also in our discussions today, we're going to be talking about these maps, where you can see the maps. That's on Lincoln County's homepage as well. So we've got some resources there for you if you're listening to us today. And also, something that just sort of came up, you know, sometimes the frequencies of the radio stations, like Kay, you had said you were in Whale Cove, a little hard to get this AM frequency that you're listening to us on right now. And you may be listening to us at Walport or Lincoln City, Toledo, and Newport throughout the county. But, for example, Dave Miller just told us that 98.3 on the FM allows you to hear this simulcast of this AM station. So that's wonderful. Good to know that. So 98.3 for those of you who might not be able to pick it up on your AM. Well, let's get right into the program. I think, Linda, maybe as we work this program through, we can talk to you about some of these events coming up. Maybe jump in and talk to Kay about earthquake mitigation and get her depth of knowledge there. So what are you excited about, Linda? I mean, you've been this community organizer. There's tons of activities going on. Do you want to maybe tell us about some of the things that are coming for folks soon?
Yeah, we have three rallies, actually four if you count the two that are going to be up in Lincoln City. Mm-hmm. These are going to start next week. The first one is going to be May 7th in Lincoln City at the Cultural Center. There will be a 3 o'clock in the afternoon as well as a 7 o'clock that evening. And these will be with the Dogami, which is the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Mm-hmm. Their experts will be there to explain why we need to be concerned about tsunamis at this point in time. And it will be a question and answer opportunity for people who have questions about the maps or anything else. That's going to be followed up by the rally that's going to be in Walport on May 9th, which is a Thursday, and that will be in the evening at the Walport High School. And then on Saturday in Newport, May 11th, at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Best Western Agate Beach Inn. So we have three opportunities, three different locations in the county where people can come to these rallies and get a new map for wherever they live, because we have 12 new evacuation maps, so you're bound to be in one of them, and you need to get that information.
One of the things that was pointed out in yesterday's kickoff meeting, we had a press conference, Linda, and you were there.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us that app that's available at OregonTsunami.org,
yeah,
that really shows you, because you know, one of the things he said, Peter from Dogami, was mm-hmm. that there may be areas that you don't find yourself in the map, but this great online app really allows you to put your zip code or address in and get you right there.
Right, and it's for places other than Lincoln County. So if you travel outside of our, you know, local area, you can use that anywhere for the Oregon coast.
Yeah, great resource.
Mm-hmm.
A nice event yesterday, too, to finally see all the maps up on the walls, you know, for us to look at them and see that kind of detail. And there's going to be some door-to-door activities, mm-hmm. too. Can you talk a little bit about that, Linda?
Yeah, for those areas that are most highly populated, we're in an inundation zone. We're going to be going door to door with little green bags that will have that area's evacuation map as well as some informational materials. Also a little flyer for how to get signed up for Everbridge, which is like a reverse 911 in order to get an alert for any kind, just pretty much any kind of a major event, not just tsunami. And so we're each fire district is going to set a date for their own door-to-door activity. But we're, first of all, starting with Bayshore Sandpiper area, just north of Walport, because they're going to be having an evacuation drill on May 18th. So we want to get their bags to them prior to their evacuation drill. But a lot of people throughout the county will be seeing different people coming to their door with these little green bags.
Excellent. Well, if you've just joined the program, you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Linda Engel. She's an outreach coordinator working on the tsunami awareness campaign. Kay Wyatt, when we come back, we'll meet her and talk to her. She's a seismologist and a CERT organizer. So stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Hi, my name is Doris Lamb, and I'm the owner of Adeo In Home Care. I've been helping families in Lincoln County for more than 35 years. Let Adeo In Home Care bring it home to you. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, shopping, and personal care. In your home, your way. Call 574-8660 for a free assessment. Adeo In Home Care, 574-8660.
O'Reilly. Shop dollar-stretching deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and find big savings on Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. We do this program every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Linda Engel, Kay Wyatt on the program today. And talking about this tsunami outreach, Linda, what have been your impressions? You've come into this as a, you know, kind of a part-time outreach coordinator for a period of time to help us disseminate the good word about these new tsunami inundation maps. But what have been your feelings? What are you seeing? How do people respond to these ideas?
Well, for some, it's not new news, but for others, it is. People who've lived here locally in Lincoln County on the coast have been made aware of our Cascadia subduction zone off of the coast, but I think the general idea behind most people is that it's not going to happen in their lifetime. Whereas, on the other hand, we have people who have moved here and are new to the area, and they are very unaware of needing to take steps to be prepared for the eventuality, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when these things will happen here on our coast. So I have noticed since my name and my contact number information has been in the local papers in Lincoln County, I've gotten some phone calls, and most of those articles that my contact information was a part of were concerning the tsunami. And their concern, these callers' concern, was also about the earthquake. And the fact that our big tsunami that we may get here is going to be generated by that earthquake.
Right.
And so, first of all, you're going to have to deal with what's that going to be like
sure.
for people? So I have had to agree with him that that's the first concern. When the subduction zone goes, then what are people going to do? Of course, they're supposed to head for high ground, you know, or get as far inland as possible. But your first thing to deal with is going to be the earthquake. So that is a serious concern as well.
Well, what a perfect segue, Kay Wyatt, seismologist. What do you think about that? I think we say tsunami, and of course, maybe we just kind of presume, well, of course, it's generated by an earthquake. But let's talk about that. That has its own set of circumstances outside of just producing a tsunami.
Right. The earthquake is going to be a catastrophic event. One of the things that I want to share with you, and some of you may have heard of the work of Dr. Chris Goldfinger at OSU, and he has discovered, and he and his team, that there have been 41 events magnitude 8 or higher in the last 10,000 years, and that averages to every 240 years. And a magnitude 8 to 9 is a huge earthquake. So we really do. The last one was 313 years ago, so one might say we're overdue. Of course, we don't know if it's going to be in our lifetime, mm-hmm. but it very well could be. And certainly, as a seismologist, I want to make sure that I and my family are prepared for this.
When you get involved and do your outreach and organize CERT, that just fits into the scheme of things, doesn't it?
When I first moved here and retired about 11 years ago, I started doing outreach and building seismometers, installing them in the schools and teaching kids about earthquakes and tsunamis. And I started getting calls from adult groups asking me to speak on this topic, and I learned of CERT about 7 years ago. I became trained, and it has changed my life. It is an amazing program that empowers us to really know what to do in emergencies and to prepare ourselves to know how to react, not only to help our families but our neighbors. So CERT is really important, and I encourage everybody to consider taking the CERT training.
You know, how much time commitment do you think it takes to get to a point with CERT that you're at that level of, you know, being able to be kind of, do you get a certification? How does that work?
In our group, which Depot Bay CERT, and of course Lincoln County has 7 different CERT programs in Newport and Lincoln City, Toledo, and so forth. But our group has 80 people, and each person goes through a 9-week, that's one evening a week for 9 weeks for the basic training. And then we encourage them to come at least back at least once a year to be recertified. And so that's an important part. But it's not a huge time commitment, but it does help people to keep that training fresh in their minds.
Where would we find more information about CERTs in Lincoln County?
There is a website, lincolncountycert.org, mm-hmm. and that is a gateway to all the CERT programs in Lincoln County and their individual websites and contact information. So please go there and consider that.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking to Linda Engel, Kay Wyatt. We're talking about earthquakes, tsunamis. We're really talking about this idea of taking personal preparation to really focusing on some self-reliance aspects of being a leader for your family, for your community. I think we both read the article this morning and for example, the NewsGuard, which was really sending the message. George Priest from Dagami was sending the message of you've got to take some initiative so this just doesn't hit you. Well, it will hit us out of the blue, but it doesn't hit you as an individual and catch you unprepared.
Right.
So we'll take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit more about earthquake mitigation, and then maybe wrap it up with some of those events that you can participate in your community. We're on Lincoln County Connections. We'll be right back.
Memorial Day weekend savings are yours on the number one ranked Clark Kensington indoor-outdoor paint from Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Ranked number one by a leading consumer magazine, this all-in-one paint and primer has an instant savings of $10 a gallon with your Ace Rewards card. Primer and paint at one time, and the savings are this Memorial Day weekend only at Mills Ace Hardware. Mills Ace Hardware North, Mills Ace Hardware South in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place for paint.
Come into the Home Depot today and get up to 24-month special financing when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Take that room makeover from the back of your mind and off your to-do list. Trade all those I'll do it tomorrows for one big we're going to do this now. Thanks to 24-month special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections, trying to build a culture of awareness with disaster preparation, having your emergency plan thought out and ready to go, your to-go kits ready to go. And, you know, not to be overly shocking here, Kay, but as a seismologist, tell us, you know, when a Cascadia 8 or 9 happens 60 miles off the Oregon coast, I mean, we're talking about some pretty serious damage here.
Yeah, for most people who live in single-story stick-built homes, your homes are probably going to survive. But their Dogami has suggested there'll be a lot of windows broken out. Mm-hmm. So one thing I would do is run to the store, the hardware store, and buy rolls of clear plastic rolls and duct tape, because that's going to be your windows for several weeks. Keep the rain and cold out. I also have to take a minute to razz Casey and Linda here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The statistics say that at least 50% chance of this event happening will be at nighttime, and about 30% is going to be when you are in bed. So let's think about this happening in when you're asleep. So the earthquake happens, it shakes, and there's not going to be any question in your mind that this is the big one. And so the shaking stops, and you're going to look around you, and you're going to see glass on the floor, debris, fallen furniture. There's going to be all sorts of hazards, and you're actually not going to see it because it is dark and there is no electricity. And so you're going to reach over to your bedside table to get that flashlight. And where do you think that flashlight's going to be?
Across the room?
Probably in Benton County. So one thing I recommend people do is to get just a plastic grocery bag, throw in a flashlight, a headlamp is preferable with extra batteries, and a pair of shoes so when you get out of bed you're not stepping on glass. Another thing, razzing Linda and Casey, if you look at them, both of them are wearing glasses. So where do their glasses go when they go to sleep? Probably on the bedside table. Sorry. And are those going to be in Benton County too? Well, one thing you can do is just take a little bit of Velcro, put it on your glasses case, and then when the shaking stops, your glasses are going to be in the case on the bedside table and not who knows where. So if you have a hard time seeing without glasses, think about that.
What would you say is, I mean, you know, I went over a document that you have, Kay, that you're going to be presenting at some of the rallies,
mm-hmm.
a series of slides about earthquake mitigation. And I think there's this aspect of me needing to overcome this, it just seems too surreal taking some of these measures. But I bet you're so glad that you did it, if something happens.
Yeah. You know, when we retired here, the very first thing we started doing is to get prepared. And the way these mitigation materials is, I went out and I bought one of everything. And just to evaluate, is this device really do what it says? And I was amazed that 80% of the stuff is junk. So what I did is I put together a mitigation display table of the things that work, the things that I use in my home to help mitigate the earthquake damage to not only my home but me and my family. And so I'll be showing that table at the Newport Tsunami Rally, so I encourage you to come. And if you can't come to the rally, you can look at it at the website at areyouready.org.
Areyouready.org. And just a thought here, let's just throw it in. All the maps, the apps, the internet application, those are available at
OregonTsunami.org.
OregonTsunami.org. So maybe we could close the program here, Linda. Can you bring us, let's go back to these dates again.
Oh, okay.
How can folks participate? Upcoming rallies.
Okay, starting next Tuesday, May 7th, in Lincoln City at the Lincoln City Cultural Center, which is on Highway 101.
Mm-hmm.
There will be two times. The first one is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The other one is 7 o'clock that evening. That's followed up on Thursday, May 9th in Walport at the Walport High School, 6:30 in the evening. And then on May 11th, Saturday, this is the only early morning time slot for this. And that is May 11th at Best Western Agate Beach Inn. And that's the one that Kay Wyatt will be at with her display.
Okay. So, Kay Wyatt, you'll be at one of these events. And as you said, areyouready.org is another resource for some earthquake mitigation slides. And to go back and punch through on the certs, Kay, do you know of the upcoming classes right now off the top of your head that might be available?
Most people offer their classes in the fall and in the spring. So I would go to that website, LincolnCountyCert.org, and check the schedules for the upcoming classes. And each CERT group of the 7 CERT groups in our county will offer their own series of classes, so you don't have to drive a long way to take this training.
Well, I guess some closing comments. Kay, could you just give us a few bullet points on what you think somebody ought to do who's listening today and they want to make that first move towards self-reliance?
I would say that people really do need to take action to protect their families and themselves. They need to be proactive about it. They have insurance to protect their home, and it's likely they'll never need that insurance. It's the same thing for getting prepared for the big one. And on the tsunami evacuation maps, think about where you go in your life. Where do you spend your time? Most people immediately look at their home. Is my home in the zone? Well, make sure that you also check, is your church in the zone, the stores you go to, the schools? Those are the things you want to check as well.
Yeah, a conversation yesterday with Peter from Dagami said he was meeting with a coworker was meeting with an individual at a donut shop, and the individual said, I don't have to worry about this. My home's, you know, not in the zone. And he said, yeah, but the donut shop is, that we're saying.
Right.
So, and some closing thoughts from you, Linda, about what your experience has been so far and what you encourage people to do.
I encourage people to want to know this information, that it's for their safety, for their loved one's safety, and you can't ignore the fact that this will happen at some point in time. And I want you to really get your new map, because it's not the same as the old map. This is a different map. Your evacuation routes may be different. Your assembly area when you are getting out of a danger zone may be different. So make sure you go get a new map and come to the rally where you have an opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah, great point. You know, really the old maps are old news.
Mm-hmm.
Can I also mention the science that went into these new maps is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed looking at just watching all the science that went into these. It's absolutely amazing. That's a story in itself on how they were developed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks you two for coming on the program.
Thank you.
If you've been listening to us today, go check out OregonTsunami.org, areyouready.org. Lots of resources out there. These public events coming up, all that information is online. Have a great day. Be safe out there and be prepared.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.